It takes me a second to realize I'm not in Jordan's bed. My head is pounding, a throbbing ache at my temples. And before I pry open my eyes, I'm struck by how bright the light is on the other side of my lids. I reach a hand out, expecting to feel Jordan's warmth beside me, envisioning his smile, the crooked tooth that only makes him cuter. I've been waiting half my life to wake up next to Jordan Parker. Instead, my hand touches what feels like grass, wet with morning dew. That's when I open my eyes, because I'm not in bed at all. I'm on a lawn chair in Jordan's yard. I scramble to sit up, and as I do, a wave of nausea rolls through me, my stomach twisting. I'm not sure whether it's from the alcohol still coursing through my system, seeping out my pores like sweat, or whether it's from the knowledge that Jordan and I did not sleep together last night, in any sense of the term. That somehow I ended up on this chair and I can't exactly remember how I got here. I stumble to my feet, noticing then that my shoes are missing, the hot pink high tops Olivia and I bought together last week. We'd wanted to match. When you match with somebody, it proves to the rest of the world you're important. You're part of something. And everyone wants to be part of Olivia. Now both of my shoes are gone. One foot totally bare, the other covered in a slimy, wet sock. My knees are bruised, but I don't remember falling. Actually, I don't remember much of anything. Dinner with Olivia and Katie at the place downtown with endless breadsticks and the waiter that never cards. Pina coladas and margaritas and daiquiris. Because the best drinks are the kind you can take pictures with. That make it look like you're on vacation and make everyone else on Instagram jealous. I remember leaving dinner, arms thrown around each other's shoulders, laughing so hard in the Uber it felt like I might pee. Then, later, dancing to Lana Del Rey in Olivia's room, helping her apply the perfect smoky eye, the feel of Jordan's arms around me when we got to his house, the way his cheek felt scratchy against mine, the smell of him, something earthy and exciting. A thrilling reminder of our plan for later. But the rest of it is a blur. How did I get out here on the lawn? And why didn't anyone bring me inside? I pull my phone out of my pocket. Thank God I haven't lost it too. And check the time. It's 9 a.m., which isn't as late as I'd usually sleep after a party, but isn't that early either. I must have been out here for hours. I don't have any texts, which is unusual. In the mornings, my phone is typically buzzing like crazy, conversations happening on every app about the night before. Did you see Brett and Darlene making out? How drunk was Katie? You looked so hot last night. Love you, babe. Love you, love you, love you. But right now, it's quiet. The screen darker than it's been since sixth grade, back when I was still pukey Penelope, back before Olivia discovered me. I can't help the buzzing fear that something is wrong. Because if everything were normal, I wouldn't be out here. There's something I can't remember, something I'm pretty sure involves Olivia. I can feel it in my gut, and I'm scared of what she might say. Olivia has always had a way of telling the truth to your face and making it sound like a kindness, her dazzling smile tricking you into thinking she's on your side. Maybe next time, don't be such a sloppy mess. Girls like us are better than that. It's just, I'm not usually on the receiving end of it. Not since we became best friends. These were comments meant for Katie, who's always a little too eager and embarrassing. For Mariah, who cries in school over bad grades. For Romina, who always ditches us to hang out with the guys. No, I'm always on Olivia's good side. The one she laughs about it with later. But maybe I'm overreacting. I probably told my friends I was heading home and then couldn't get a ride or something. I bet this chair just seemed like the best option at the time.